Such a profound and simple message, this song that we just heard. We live in a world where there's a lot of confusion. And a lot of the things that are holy and good and pure are distorted and perverted. And it's a joy sometimes just to sit and listen to words like that. Today, my message is entitled, Another Kind of Love. And we are inundated today with messages of love and themes of love. Everywhere you look in our society, the messaging comes in verbal ways. It comes in Facebook icons where you can give a little heart to somebody. Paul certainly knew the people of the Corinthian church had sacrificed a lot. Verse 3, if I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. They sacrificed a lot, that Corinthian church. They were pioneered by Paul. I'm sure they were persecuted. They had people attacking them. They gave to the poor. But if you do all of that, church member, had all the pedigree, prophets, teachers, but if you do all of that, church member, you do all of that, and you don't have love, it's nothing. So what is love? What is love? There are different kinds of love in the New Testament, but this love that Paul was trying to communicate, what is it? Does love suddenly drop down out of heaven into our hearts as we become Christians? As we give our life to Jesus, do we suddenly become loving people, and the people we hated, we didn't like, we start loving? How does it work, this love? My second point is this. So what is this agape love? Well, we'll read the text. We'll find out what it is. What is love? Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. Some of us here get angry easily. Oh, we need to work on our love a little bit. It keeps no record of wrongs. Some of us keep records of wrongs. Especially in a marriage, that's not a good thing, I would say. Not a good thing. Forgive. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. What is the nature of agape love? Here Paul has presented a lot of verbs in the actual language, and these verbs are in the present progressive tense. So he's saying that this is habitual. This is something that by doing again and again and again, you become proficient at it. If you don't do it, you should start doing it. You know, Christians can be, fail in many of these things. But if we try, to exert ourselves, we can change our life and begin to love. Reading this text also suggests that we do these things that are the negatives. So we are people who envy sometimes, and we do boast sometimes, and we do get easily angered, and we do record wrongs, and we do delight in evil. But as a Christian, we should strive to do the other. So the difference between agape love and our modern contemporary feeling emotive love is agape love is about the force of the will. God enables us through the empowering presence of the Spirit of God to make the hard choices to love others. In marriages, this is important. I believe some marriages, not all marriages, but I believe some marriages can be saved if people apply these principles, if they choose by force of will, if both of them choose by force of will. I believe that some marriages can be saved. I wouldn't be presumptive to say all can. Agape love is absolutely essential for our relationships, for our community of God. Some Christians argue that we can't exercise our will. They say, oh, we're sinners, we're lost, no hope. Well, that is true before we were Christians. But when we become a believer, a Christian, the Spirit of God comes into our heart and our life and can equip us and help us to walk forward. Our will is important to choose. I've known Christians over the years who've given up trying to love. They've just given up. They can't do it. They've failed. They always have negative thinking about things. They don't try. And in a church, if we have many people like that, it's destructive. But if people begin to move forward and begin to try to love, then wonderful things can happen in the Christian community because we need to be forgiven. We hurt each other in the church. We hurt each other at home. Can you imagine being married in a home where there was no forgiveness? Can you imagine? How would that be? Would it last very long? No, it wouldn't. And does God just magically give us a dose of Holy Spirit sparkle to change our feelings? No. Love, agape love, is deliberate choice of the will. We choose to be patient. We choose to be kind. It's not easy. My wife's not here today, so I can say everything that I want. We have a two-story house, and she doesn't like me to yell, Joe! Does anyone do that? Don't raise your hand. I have to be deliberate to change my behavior to show love. Love. There's some practical things we can do at the Chinese church. Visitors. When visitors come, love them. Just don't talk to them downstairs or upstairs, but if it's someone that you can relate to, and maybe someone quasi-relate to, take them out during the week. My wife and I, we come here to D.C. around 8 o'clock, 8:30, and we usually grab something to eat at Panera Bread. I mean, if I meet someone that I want to connect with, I'll say, hey, come meet us for Panera Bread. But try to do something outside the four walls with another person. I encourage you to do that with each other. If you have like had a standing feud or a standing argument, or you've built a wall between you and another brother or sister, I want to encourage you sometime to ask for forgiveness, or to reconnect in some way that's constructive. That's what love is. It's not, now some of you actually may be so far gone that you need that little Holy Spirit love stick to hit you on the head, but unfortunately they don't exist. You have to do it on your own. My prayer for CCC is that in Washington, D.C., amid the political rhetoric that still reverberates in our ears in this city, that this church will be known as a loving community, that we will embrace others, that we will be people of agape love, and our community, our city, our nation will be impacted. Finally, agape love will win in the end because it never ends. Love never fails. Agape love never fails. The strength of your will as God gives you ability is what it takes to love others. Agape love is not a love that is emotional. It's not the kind of love that's marketed in the yogurt bowl or Victoria's Secrets or the pornographic. Agape love is not about our feelings or our will. It's about our will. Agape love is about the force of our will in Christ. Let us pray. Lord, this morning, we've looked at this important idea that was really generated in the Christian community. Love, agape love, self-sacrificial, giving through the force of will. Lord, we need to exert it in our lives. I'm going to give an opportunity as everyone's head is bowed that if you want God to help you in this kind of love, just to raise your hand up and put it down. Anyone? A lot of people. Okay? So I'm just going to say a prayer for you that raised your hand, and you can raise your hand during my prayer if you want. Lord God, you've seen these steps of faith of your people. Needing agape love, and I need more agape love in my own life. Lord, help us as individuals, as church members, as people in this city to forgive others. Help us to be kind. And Lord, we are impatient people. Help us to be patient. I pray this in your most holy name. Amen.